CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Huskies Inside the Pack. Today I'm joined with third-year defenseman Callie Hebert. Callie, thank you so much for joining me today. First off, third year with the Huskies. How has the season gone so far?
It's been pretty fun. It's been tough to not be in the lineup every day, but you know, like, at the end of the day, it's the team that you're cheering for, and that's what you come here for and train every day for. So it's awesome that the girls and the team's been doing great this year. So,
and it probably makes everything so much easier when you're in a locker room that Jasper before described as a tight-knit family. You know, you mentioned you may not be playing every game, but if you're not playing or you are playing injured, whatever the case, that locker room remains tight-knit. Does that make it, you know, a little easier to come to the rink every day?
Yeah, no, it definitely is awesome to get to come to the rink every day. Like Jasper said, we're like a family, like, we're really tight-knit.
Just so everyone is, you know, this is kind of a player profile, so we'll get to know the player a little bit more. Just where is where's home for you? We'll begin with that.
Home is Saskatoon.
So in a unique situation, I'd say, because you come to university and you're playing U Sports, there's a lot of girls and boys, whatever sport or school they're taking. Maybe they're from Alberta, they got to come to Saskatchewan, vice versa, BC, Manitoba, whatever the case. Saskatoon is home, you're right here. Was the transition to university a little bit easier than maybe some that have to travel far, or was there still bumps along the way?
For me, it was pretty easy, but I did go play somewhere else before, but coming back home, it was like nothing changed. It was like high school, pretty much. Like, you just went to the rink every day, went to school, and it was normal.
And keep a note with school. What are you currently enrolled in, taking in school right now?
I am currently enrolled in agriculture.
Would that be like agribusiness or?
I don't have a major declared yet, but I'm thinking agronomy or ag business, yeah.
Do you come from a farming family in taking agriculture, or is that something that just kind of sparked interest?
My dad has a pretty big background in the ag field, so I've kind of tried to deny the fact that he wanted me to take that in university, but yeah, I gave in, and so it's been pretty awesome to be able to talk to my dad about that sort of thing now.
Tell me a little bit about your family. Did anyone, mom or dad, play hockey, or do you have any older, younger siblings that maybe played hockey? And if not, is there anything that they spent their free time doing growing up?
My mom never played hockey. My dad grew up, but it was just kind of just for fun. And then both my brothers played, and so I kind of inherited the love for hockey from them and was always on the ODR outdoor rink since I was like 3 years old. So, like, it's in my blood.
Dad or brother or even sister, for that matter, those are great people to look up to when you first begin playing hockey. When did you start playing hockey?
I think I actually started playing hockey on a team when I was probably 5 or 6 years old.
And was that here in Saskatoon, in boys hockey?
Yeah.
And how many years of boys hockey did you play before going to Comets?
It was probably, I think, second year Adam, I switched to Comets, but before that, I played in the Wild Zone.
Everyone's different. Some girls grow up playing hockey, right into girls hockey. Some play boys a couple of years and then go to girls hockey. Playing with the boys for a couple of years, do you think that gives you a bit of advantage, especially when you make that jump over? Maybe not necessarily right now in U Sports, but in minor hockey, do you think that's a bit of a advantage on your end?
It's hard to say because, of course, boys hockey, you get a little bit more of the physical side. But with girls hockey, you gain those friendships. You gain the family type of environment because, obviously, with boys hockey, girls aren't allowed to dress in the same dressing room. So you kind of feel a little bit more isolated when it comes to off-ice things. But for my experience, like, boys, they always incorporated me into everything outside of hockey or anything, like mini sticks and stuff. So,
That's always good to hear. Girls hockey, women's hockey, I should say, in the past couple of years has been on the rise, and it is such a good thing to see the emergence of the PWHL. On a professional note, whether it's PWHL or the National Hockey League, do you have a favorite team that you cheer for and a favorite player that you enjoy watching?
From the NHL, the Oilers, and obviously McDavid. Yeah, once he became big, I kind of watched him constantly and started incorporating some of his moves into my game back in the day. So
McDavid's a forward. You play defense. Is there a player, and maybe it is McDavid, obviously with the quick speed, or another defenseman? Is there someone that you try to model your game after?
I would say MacKinnon I try to model my game after. But McDavid has some good speed and some good hands, so I try.
This year, this group, you have such a unique opportunity that not a lot of teams and players get, and that's hosting Nationals on home ice, playing in front of that home crowd. It may not be a thought right now, but it's getting there. But just what does it mean to you to have this opportunity this year?
Obviously, for me, growing up in Saskatoon, the Huskies were always a team that, like, was always there. And so growing up, like, I always, they were my role models. And it's pretty awesome to be able to get to be one of them for the little girls now. And kind of like our motto, be or see them, be them. It's pretty awesome to actually get to do that. And, like, we coach with Comets all the time, and it'll be awesome to see all those girls come out and support us. But it hits close to home.
Nationals just around the corner. I think the fun begins now. You're driving to the playoffs. You were trying to win a title, and then obviously Nationals. Callie, thank you so much for joining me here today, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.